This is receiving financial support, part two of module two, week two. So just closing your eyes, connecting to the divine and the earth. You are the light, you're in that channel. We just want to check in on your prosperity vessel, which we worked on before. Just check in to what that feels like. Mine was a beautiful glass, a vase, and I was in the vase. It's quite large and it's white crystal. It's actually quite massive, really, and it had a tone. It was singing, so I was in a crystal bowl, a singing bowl, and the sound frequency rippled out. As we work on the issues of separation and abandonment, your vibration will rise and your ability to hold more light, more connection, more abundance will be within you. So right now, we invite your financial guides to come in. They're aligned to holding your space at a greater capacity, holding the support that you need as you up-leveled your frequency and your ability to receive at a higher level. We again want to recalibrate how much money you're willing to receive, and I want you to imagine the money as gold, a gold frequency. So let's connect now and just sense and intuit, see how your body responds. What does it feel like to receive $2,000? For you, just for you to play with. How does that feel? Just imagine what you would do with $2,000 and how that you would enjoy playing with that and the energy of the gold frequency coming in. That's good, that feels light. So let yourself now receive $5,000. What does that feel like? Just feel into your body. And at this higher level of energetic vibration, just imagine how you would spend that money and how you would play with it. For you, this is for you. Just get a sense of that, how easily that feels. Now we want to be able to receive money coming from income, gifts, donations, inheritance, or even money found to the value of $10,000. So I feel that restriction. I feel that for the group in the lower chakras, that there is restriction there. So just ask to release any karmic bonds around not being able to receive that fully. And this is also about having too much money, having wealth, perhaps that in past lives where it felt detrimental, it might have made you more vulnerable and feeling separate by your position of money and how much you earned. It actually made you feel secluded, or it actually brought a threat to your life, or actually took your life because of the money that you had. So just feel that and just release it out. What would you do with $10,000 for you? How would you enjoy that money? What would that make possible? Feeling that lighter now. Okay, so I'm just going to up that money. What would it feel like if you received $80,000? What would $80,000 feel like in your body? And notice the restrictions there. And do you limit yourself from receiving that money? Just focusing on your breath and releasing the blocks around that amount of money, that amount of gold, that frequency coming in, and dissolving it away, letting yourself be more comfortable with receiving that. You've amplified your space, and your frequency should be able to just come in easily. Are you worthy of receiving this amount? Just noticing if you're accepting of it or still rejecting it. Just notice that, where the restriction is. Just remember that life is organizing around your success all the time, but if you're not willing to receive it, if you're willing to block it for the conditions that it brings, the expectation that that level of gold frequency brings, let that go. And we're asking to discharge anything you've taken on from others around money that you absorbed at the next layer that you're willing to let go. We're discharging it from your energy field of lack and the limitation, not enough or too much money brought in, of not being able to enjoy it, of not being able to receive, to see that dissolving away so you can invite in a higher frequency, a higher energetic flow of that gold coming through. Your energetic field around money is beginning to change and realign. So have the intent, this is your new set point, your new calibration. What would it feel like to receive $100,000? What could you do with that money, that energy, that gold coming through? Feel yourself receiving that in alignment. Just adjust your alignment so that it's, you're noticing any restrictions or where there's holes or gaps. Letting go of any judgment. That's it. That feels better. That feels lighter. What could you do with $100,000? How would you spend that? You might even want to share some of that with others. Feel into that expansion. What's the next amount of money that you, your soul, your energy would like to receive that is just past that tipping point where you might react, where you might trigger that restriction? Is it 200? Is it 500? Is it 1,000,000? Is it 2,000,000? What's your number? The next highest elevated number, just before that tipping point where you contract, that you won't let it in. Where can you expand into, receive that frequency of the gold coming through? That's it, just feeling that adjustment. Just before that tipping point of contraction, just stretching yourself to receive that highest amount, where you could play and enjoy yourself and support your family and travel, support other communities. What would that make possible for you? Okay, so feeling that all aligned and merged and integrated, so that as the recalibration is coming in, you're able to access those as your new baseline, new set point. It's all there, it's all anchored into your foundation, into your energy field, grounded on your path. Now, how has your prosperity vessel changed now? What's the difference? What's changed? Mine's got more of a gold thread going through it. How's yours changed? Feel into that. This is the new you. This is how you will respond to life. It will start to reflect back to you the changes of your new capacity to receive. And you can come back and revisit this again and expand and be more willing to receive effortlessly the abundance, the support that is available to you.